Welcome to the Mental Minute, an AI-generated podcast. Today, we're looking at a really interesting idea summarized from a Wikipedia article. It's about why we humans sometimes get, well, stuck in our ways.
Right, even when there's a much simpler way staring us in the face. It's called the Einstelling effect. It's a bit of a mouthful, yeah.
Einstelling effect, okay.
But it basically describes how our past experiences can create this sort of mechanized state of mind.
A mechanized state?
Yeah.
Like a mental rut?
Exactly. It makes us try solving new problems using the same old methods, even if, you know, better ones are right there. Our brain's taking a shortcut, basically.
But sometimes the shortcut's the long way around, yeah.
Precisely. Or even the wrong way.
Okay, let's make this concrete. The classic example you mentioned, the Luchin's water jar experiment. How'd that work?
Ah, yes. So imagine you're given three water jars. They all hold different amounts. Let's say jar A holds 21 units, jar B holds 127, and jar C holds 3.
Okay, got it. Three jars, different sizes.
And your job is to measure out exactly 100 units of water. Now, for the first few problems they give you, the only way might be sort of complicated. Like, fill up the big one, jar B.
Okay, the 127 one.
Yeah, then pour out enough to fill jar A, the 21 unit one.
So B minus A.
And then pour out enough to fill the little one, jar C, twice. So B minus A minus 2 times C, that gets you 100.
It's convoluted, but okay.
And people figure it out. But here's the kicker. After they solve a bunch of problems using that specific formula.
They get good at it, I guess.
They do. But then the researchers throw in problems where a much simpler solution works. Like maybe just adding jar A and jar C together gets you the target amount.
Oh, like 21 plus 3 equals 24, if that was the target. Much easier.
Exactly. But what happened was many people kept using the old complex B minus A minus 2C formula, even when A plus C would have worked instantly.
Wow. So they just didn't see the shortcut.
Or didn't look for it. They were stuck in that mechanized state. It wasn't about being smart or dumb.
It's the brain trying to be efficient, like you said, using what worked before.
Yeah, but that efficiency leads you down the wrong path sometimes, especially with what they called extinction problems.
Extinction problem.
Those are problems where the old, complicated method literally could not work anymore. You had to find a new way.
And people still try the old way first.
Often, yes. It shows how strong that mental set can be.
So why do we do this? Is it just habit?
It's partly related to inductive reasoning. Our brain quickly spots a pattern or rule from experience.
Like B minus A minus 2C works.
Right. And then it just over-applies that rule, sticks to it until it completely fails. It's the first found solution, the familiar one.
And you mentioned a brain connection earlier. Something about neurons.
Ah, yeah. Hebbian theory fits nicely. The whole neurons that fire together, wire together idea.
Okay.
Every time you use a certain problem-solving approach and it works, that neural pathway gets a little bit stronger, a little more efficient.
So the brain literally paves that road, makes it easier to travel next time.
You got it. It becomes the default path.
Makes sense. Are there things that make this Einstelling effect, this getting stuck, worse, like external factors?
Oh, definitely. Psychological stress is a big one.
Really? How so?
Well, in experiments like speed tests or maze tracing, when people were put under pressure or made anxious, they showed much more rigidity. They stuck to the old ways far more often. Stress seems to narrow our focus. Maybe it makes us less likely to explore.
Huh. That's interesting. What about things like age? Does that play a role?
It does, but it's a bit complex. The tendency to fall into the trap, the initial effect, seems to increase as we get older.
Okay, so older people get stuck more easily.
Initially, yes. But the ability to recover, to snap out of it, that peaks in young adulthood, around 21 or so.
Oh, weird. So it's not just a straight line with age.
No, it's curvilinear. Recovery ability goes up until about 21, then tends to decrease again. Young adults seem best at breaking the pattern once they notice it.
What about intelligence? Does being smarter help you avoid it?
You'd think so, right? But surprisingly, the original studies found almost no significant link between IQ and the effect.
Seriously?
Yeah, it affected people across all IQ ranges pretty strongly. It's less about raw intelligence and more about these cognitive habits.
So the big takeaway here seems to be that our brain's drive for efficiency is, well, a double-edged sword.
Absolutely. Reusing solutions is smart, saves energy, but it can blind us to simpler, maybe better answers.
Yes, you think, doesn't it?
It really does. It raises that question for all of us. You know, when was the last time you were banging your head against a problem?
Uh-huh.
Only to realize later, maybe much later, that there was a super simple fix if you just paused and looked differently.
Yeah. Step back for a second. It's a good reminder to challenge our own assumptions sometimes.
Definitely. Just consciously try a different angle.
That's all for this episode. Thanks for tuning in.